Epilogue.
Light years from Namchurios, away from trade routes and other well-traveled spaceways, Gavar Kai formed up the remnants of his flotilla. Some of his frigates were initiating crucial repairs. Crew members were being swapped around. Long-distance shuttles were still arriving from Namchurios, carrying Sith and specialists who'd been left behind. Those on Kesh would not be amused by Kai's loss, his failure. He wondered what it would cost him. His sensor officer called out,
"Ship at extreme sensor range."
His communications officer added,
"It's hailing us."
Kai glared at the two of them.
"Be more specific. What type of ship?"
"Ship, sir. Amaloth's ship."
Kai blinked.
"Open communications."
The main monitor resolved into a new picture. Amaloth, in all her alienness, surrounded by the pulsing reddish surfaces of ship's interior. Even though it was only a comm signal, Kai felt the impact of her presence in the Force. There was rage in her eyes, rage and pain. Whatever the Jedi had done to her on Namchurios, clearly she was still feeling it. Kai saw some of his Sith bridge officers wincing under the power of her hurt.
"Gavar Kai, our mutual enemy is proving to be too much for us to deal with individually."
Kai nodded.
"Perhaps."
"Let us discuss this."
"I'll be here for a little while. Let us indeed discuss this."
Coruscant.
Every skyscraper on Coruscant had them. Little rooms tucked away in inconvenient corners, folded in between utility conduits, shoved up against angled ceilings. Sometimes they were walled off entirely, sometimes accessed by locked portals decorated with signs reading "Authorized Personnel Only." The best ones tended to be claimed informally by building managers or maintenance staffers, furnished with cast-off chairs and sofas, used as secret relaxation spots or sabacc gathering holes. The others ended up as storerooms or were forgotten entirely.